from the team's perspective, as we were building it, we knew we wanted to put the Xbox on the internet, but it's very wide open what that means. And it was a long, it took us a long time to figure out what was, what were the goals we were going for in Xbox Live, and that helped define what the service is. So it's a service. It's a place where you go, you log in, you play with people. Early on, we did a focus group. We went to New York, and we invited several groups of gamers to come in. And there were three groups. The first people were people who play games, but just on the PC. Second group was people who play games, but only on a console. The third group, it was a mix. The PC gamers, when they go online, and when they play a game, they go into their room, they close the door, they turn off the lights, they put on headphones, and they go off, and they try to find people of similar skill, and then play against them. The console people, they're like, no, when I play my game, I invite my buddies over, they bring some beer, we sit down, we play a game together. I don't want to go online. If I wanted to go play against people I don't know, then I'd go get a PC. So it was clear from the beginning that we had to deal with a different kind of a customer than PC games had to deal with. Our gamers, they only wanted to go online when you presented a question like, well, what if one of your buddies moves away? Would you go online then if you could play with them? And they're like, yeah, that sounds kind of interesting. Playing games online is also a risky proposition in that there's a lot of people trying to cheat. If they can win by cheating, then they'll try and cheat. So in order to keep the playing field level, in order to make it fun and keep it fun, we had to invest a lot in security systems. So if I had to say, what are the three main values of Xbox Live? I think they are, first, safety. People aren't going to come to the service unless they feel safe playing it, unless they know it's a level playing field, they're not going to encounter cheaters, they don't feel exposed in personal ways. It has to be safe. Number two, it has to be reliable. We have a good track record so far. We're up a lot more than our competitors. We have a great operations team. We've invested heavily in systems to keep the service up and running. And third, it's about community. Console gamers are more social than PC gamers. It's all about finding your friends and building communities in online gaming.
Yeah, that's how I got dragged into it. You know, Jeff Sandquist had a networking game on Saturday nights, you know, using Lynx 2004, and he had dozens of people who were, talking with him about business and development while they were playing the game.
Right.
And that's what got me into it, because I saw that, and I was like, wow, that's cool.
Exactly.
It's not what I thought of when I think of a console game. You know, usually you think of a Quake a Halo kind of game where you're shooting people, you're shooting, and you're very focused on the game, where this was more of a social activity, and the game was almost secondary to the social activity.
Well, on Xbox, we've had the luxury of crossing the PC and the console boundaries that have traditionally existed. Halo is a great example of a first-person shooter. You're in there, you're playing the main characters from the character's point of view. This type of game has traditionally been a PC game. Right. Console games have been more the sports games, the things where you got four people sitting on a couch and they're playing together. And we've been able to bridge the two. And our challenge in Live now is to bring the community aspect to the more traditional PC styles of games, and at the same time be able to support the traditional console games very well and turn all of it into a console sort of experience where you've got strong community, and that's how people, you know, people find their friends and they bring their friends in, and you grow the community bigger.
Right.